Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Blue Solar Night, and it is the ninth day of the Blue Eagle wave spell, and it is the overtone moon day 13. And what do I like to say? I like to give everyone the heads up that we're going to be moving shortly into the overtone moon's third week in the West. I haven't been thinking enough about it being the overtone moon, even though I'm an overtone person. I wish I were more cognizant that this is my time, because it will be gone, and then I'll have to wait a whole year, which is really more exciting than waiting for Santa Claus or whatever. It's waiting for your own moon when the energy field feels really natural and organic to you. You have one, each of you. So try to be present when it arrives and surrounds you, envelops you, supports you, reflects you. The overtone moon, that would make sense. It's good that I'm talking. It's good that I'm podcasting. I'm a little out of sync because I delayed the last podcast as I lived through some epic Mayan shift in my own life. I turned 52, and then now I am podcasting actually on Thanksgiving in the United States, because it's been a horrible day, and that has driven me to want to get on the microphone and talk about natural time as some kind of counterbalance to what I've experienced societally today. It was like pure evil. But I did say that we were speaking of blue solar night, that's what this broadcast is actually representing, because I'm hoping that the blue night experience will be a lot smoother and calmer than the white wind. And there's a reason, since we can, a lot of us, reflect on where we were on Thanksgiving. I'll talk about that in a minute. So I started by saying, oh, the overtone moon, we're going to move into the third week in the West. And since I'm a little out of sync, I'm not sure when I'm going to podcast next. I am truly moving my things within the next few days. A house full of materialism 400 miles away. And so I can't imagine that I'll just slip into creating Mayan astrology output right away. So I wanted to put this out here to get us through the third week in the West of the overtone moon, and also talk about, of course, what Blue Eagle, the wave spell we're in, indicates for us, our comforts with it, our discomfort, and behind all that, beyond it, I will be back in time to usher in the Yellow Star wave spell that follows Blue Eagle, which is the final wave spell of the Zolk'in. So that will, you know, be taking us right into pre-Christmas, when we renew the Zolk'in in the same window of time. People usually are really amplifying their dedication to shopping and planning and holiday binges of all kinds. We're gonna start the Red Dragon wave spell that initiates the next Zolk'in. And that, of course, that's far in the future, and these Christmas holidays look really different than other years, so maybe we will be able, individually, those of us who follow this path, and then others ambiently, without any real awareness, be able to feel more fully what it's like to transit from the end of the Zolkin to the new beginning Zolkin, because there's less opportunity for oblivion, you know, the distractions that usually rain down on us in December. Oh, let's see, I'm not even breathing and it's white wind. I'm going to talk about the white galactic wind day that was. I had a great white wind wave spell. I thought it was really wonderful. White wind as a blue storm person is my occult power, and that is not always good news, but your occult power might feel to you like at least it has a mysterious, mystical quality in your life. It surprises you. It's hidden information, hidden meaning. So it's like a time of enchantment, because when something's hidden, I guess it means subliminal or surreal. And so each of us has an occult partner that's a different tribe. And our experience of those people that live in that tribe's assignation, our experience of the days as they arise, sometimes wave spells arise, sometimes it's a whole year. That time, that passage has hidden mystery, or the hidden world comes to the surface in some way. And, you know, like I said, I had a great white wind wave spell. And this day, white wind, that was, I guess we could say it was Thanksgiving or November 26th, was a reiteration of the wave spell that was a galactic day, remembrance of the wave spell that preceded the Blue Eagle. What got Blue Eagle up into the sky was the white wind current, the time of spirit communication and a paternalistic divinity. And I remember feeling like, oh, I talked so much in the white wind wave spell, just like, and by the end of it, I just didn't want to say anything more, just no more communication, because it's a time of spirit communication and breath. So for humans, we forget that there are other ways to communicate besides speaking. We communicate like through ESP or subtle signals, and we communicate through how we, you know, express ourselves with our eyes and even smells, right? But white wind, breath, spirit communication is emphasizing, I guess, speech, you know, the breath that moves us, the words that are created. It can be our communication with spirit for sure, and it's spirit communicating through us. But breath and breathiness and word utterances aloud is a big part of white wind. Maybe that's why I needed to podcast. But the shadow of white wind is patriarchy. And you know, I'm getting like old and a little stodgy. Like, I'm 20 years into this and I have fixed ideas. And so I don't mean to be redundant and not willing to see new aspects of white wind or blue eagle, etc. I think it's true that I don't look as deeply because I have so many perspectives already that I feel like there's a flood of them in my mind. Like, white wind is so many things. Let me come up with some examples. Like, white wind is very much about trees, tree, the word ik, which is the Mayan terminology, the original Mayan word for this day sign. It could be actually pronounced ish. I'm not sure. It's ik when we look at it. I'm not sure the phonetics, but in any case, it means wind and tree, both. And so tree and wood is a big part of white wind. You would, as I did some like working with wood on a white wind day. And I'm like, well, there you go. That's a perfect thing to do on a white wind day. The other things that I had to do were not perfect. And I'll talk about that in a minute, but that's what I mean. Like, okay, so white wind is breath, air, spirit communication through us, our own communication through our words. It is the Father God. It is invisibility, because air is this unseen part of life that influences other things. It is wood and trees. It is patriarchy in its shadow. So maybe there'll be some more things about white wind that come to mind, but maybe that's my panorama of the different kinds of white wind aspects that I've collected over time. I think of white wind, honestly, as understanding and accepting the absence of masculine archetypal energy or presence. So the presence of masculinity is often absence. So it is that empty space that feels like abandonment, but is actually just separation while someone is protecting us at a farther distance than, you know, right at an arm's length away. Like, well, I don't feel protected when you're way out there. Well, I'm protecting you from things that are way out there so they don't get close. That's like an archetypal struggle between masculine and feminine principles, which I think on a white wind day or in a white wind wave spell, we get to explore how we are doing with that necessary absence that is created by masculinity in its search to protect and, yeah, keep people safe at a perimeter. But the patriarchy, here's what the patriarchy of white wind is people using their words to condemn and control and judge and especially resist freedom. So the control is against free will, free, just freedom, free flow. It's interesting because white wind is opposite yellow human, so opposite middle fingers. White wind is the right middle finger, yellow human is the left middle finger, which is great, right? It's a middle finger day, and I felt like there were a lot of middle fingers flying. But if yellow human has a lot of issues, I do believe that yellow human, the tribe, has some problems of its own, i.e. shadow archetypes. But yellow human is about free will. So that always doesn't always have to mean like bad things. Like I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. That's the shadow of yellow human. But the non-shadow, i.e. the light of yellow human, is I choose to do what I want. You know, I'm not enslaved. I have wisdom. I have experience. I'm willing to take risks. I know some of my strengths. I have a powerful brain mechanism. I'm going to go for it. I'm free. I'm not enslaved. So it makes sense that on a white galactic wind day that I got caught in a bind where I was being condemned for having too much free will. At a very early hour on a dog walk out on a hiking trail, I got yelled at for not having my dogs on leash. And the kind of yelling that feels like maybe, you know, people are used to yelling at their servants if they have that, you know, just alarming, just too early, too removed in nature, and me having the middle finger response to that, you know, one middle finger meeting the other. So anyway, that was Thanksgiving morning. And one of the things that was yelled at me was, "Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great life." And I just felt so, I felt so angry and also so harmed. So when I used to podcast, there would be stories like this all the time. Sometimes I would cry. But I think that I've cried enough off the mic today. White galactic wind Thanksgiving. So after that exchange, there was another person yelling, but she was yelling a bit because she had her earbuds in. So she was talking very loud without knowing it. But then I'm like, oh, wait, she's also very angry at me. Again, no leashes on the dogs. So the dogs and I went off, you know, the path, off the trail, because I was afraid of getting in trouble. And so we were in the trees. That was why I talked about this, because the white wind led me into this bushwhacking. You know, when you're off the path here, you're in a lot of foliage. But I just knew that the antidote to being yelled at by humans who treat you like you are beneath them is to go and get really into earth and have this resistance come from branches. You have to slow down and be directed by the flow of how a bush grows. I think this is just me sharing because I have to. But the other thing that happened on this fucking Thanksgiving day, because I just began to observe, like, what is happening here? Like, these people don't seem like they're celebrating a holiday that has to do with gratitude. And I'm not like a perfect at this, but like, it's just so obvious. I said that to the second person, the lady with the earbuds. I'm like, it's a holiday. Oh, she said something like, yeah, you're just deflecting. And so what is going on in the world? We don't have to deal with Trump to the extent that we did before. Why is everyone so unhappy? Well, I think it's because it's the white wind day and it's the patriarchy. It just had a day. I always say the galactic day is the end of the tribe that we've been examining for a while. There's the resonant day, and that's the beginning of the examination of a tribe. The day before Thanksgiving was red resonant dragon, and that was the first instance of a passage where we'll think a lot about red dragon, the tribe. It's red resonant dragon. The next time is red magnetic dragon, the beginning of the Zolkin, the beginning of the red dragon wave spell, and then there'll be red galactic dragon 20 days after that. So it's like 40, 41 days of red dragon floating through our consciousness. We've just had 40 days of white wind floating through our consciousness. And in that time, we elected a different elder, white man, president of the United States, but it was better than the other older white man. So we did. We kind of reiterated this picture of the ultimate senior white guy. That's kind of the patriarchy encapsulated. And of course, we have a more empathic one, someone who seems generous and caring and wanting to be a world bridger and meet in the middle. So nonetheless, the struggle, honestly, it's so much better than it ever was. I was speaking with someone who really brought me some insight in the last few days, saying that men really don't know. This is terrible if you're a man. You're going to be like, what do you think you know about me? I'm just generalizing, intentionally generalizing, that because the patriarchy is being toppled to some extent, men are confused and don't know what to say or do. This is sounding so reductive, but I'm just suggesting that that it is effective from both men and women and masculine and feminine principles, that we don't want, both sides are like, okay, we don't want just unbridled patriarchal supremacy that puts others in a place of inequality and oppression. No, we don't want that, but we're not quite sure, you know, how to get to the utopia. And boy, it turns out I have a lot of ingrained behaviors myself, and I don't know what to say aloud without getting in trouble. And I feel that as a woman as well. So, you know, I'm really not meaning to imply that only men are patriarchal, like women are too. And so this white wind, never-ending discussion, this podcast is just that we just finished those 40 days and we finished with a bang. Maybe you had a great Thanksgiving. The second sort of tier of like localized mini trauma that I went through is that I am moving. I have a very few things that have made it to my driveway because I am so close to moving, and I am trying to get, you know, to that end of the property, the one that's the exit ramp. And somebody stole my stuff. And, you know, they broke what they left behind. And this is fucking Santa Barbara, it's as bougie as it gets. And I just have to interpret it as I just want to leave. Just thank you for that. I want to get out of here as soon as possible. And so that, I thought that was kind of not a very nice thing to do on Thanksgiving. And I don't know how it's related to white wind. You know, it just, or God, galactic, the day of integrity. How is that possible? I get it. I think I get it. It just made me cry and cry. It made me cry aloud on my porch stairs. And I wondered, who's cooking a meal, listening to their neighbor cry and thinking, well, that's embarrassing for her. I mean, maybe someone was like, oh, but usually listening to someone cry is sort of like, oh, that's awkward. Okay, so I want to get back to pure Mayan astrology. This is completely a regression to how I used to podcast always. Pure Mayan astrology is that I don't know either how any of this relates to Blue Eagle, the wave spell. You know, Blue Eagle, what is it about this time? It's a little nondescript to me. I have pretty good brain function, i.e. my mind is always active. So I don't know if this is a time when we're really mental and in our heads, because that's my natural habitat. Blue Eagle is great for big picture stuff. I have some big picture activities. Do you? You know, it's great for visioning and saying, oh, this is what I want to do in a big picture way. And again, I don't know what that looks like for you. You know, I gave you this whole litany of the white wind qualities or considerations of white wind, Blue Eagle. You know, it's about the mind. That's one of the words Jose Arguelles chose. It is the time of our mind. The highest, you know, it's like the highest chakra animal of our body. Like, we have the highest chakra. This is the highest animal. The animal that gets the highest in the sky off the earth is eagle. The eagle is our mind. Vision, this keen eyesight that's shown in the hieroglyph. What is the other word? Create. Isn't that funny? Create. Well, it's not like Blue Eagle is the most artistic, handsy, crafty tribe. That's not what I think that means. But create, like creator, you know, create again being something where it all starts in the mind's eye, this like vast conceptual creation. And then, you know, like blue hand and yellow star and yellow human, they get the job done. But Blue Eagle is creator, the creation. Yeah, it's just coming from a place sort of all-seeing, all-knowing, distant, clinical, not as actively involved, but able to conceptualize. So I don't know, like, are you being creative like that right now? Blue Eagle is a bird. It is time to think of birds. Any birds, all birds. There's no other tribe to consider birds in. So this is the bird time. If you're ever wondering, like, well, what about fish? Why don't they get a tribe? I would say they do. They get red dragon. Red dragon, because red dragon is the ocean. And it is the emergence of life from all that sort of swims in there before it can walk. Okay, so the Blue Eagle wave spell, you're listening potentially on the solar day, blue solar night, where we pulse our intention in a solar way, speaking to the sun as the sun speaks. We're hot, we're fast, we're penetrating, we're on fire. So you have a couple of days to come up with your own answers about what this Blue Eagle wave spell means for you, what is happening, what it's doing. I mean, part of this whole podcast, I got pretty conceptual, you know, talking about all this white wind patriarchy stuff. That's kind of Blue Eagle. I said also in an earlier podcast, and something I continue to believe cyclically, remind you that somehow we chose the Blue Eagle as the power animal for the United States. So Blue Eagle is an interesting time to just sort of reflect on America. We've been forced to reflect on America for 4+ years. It was such a reckoning that I don't know if this is distinguished, this particular passage, when we're having this fraudulent claim of fraudulence in our election. Just exhausting, just exhausting. Not, you know, following it on the news. That isn't exhausting, because it's all getting easier. It's just unbelievable how commonplace falsehood is. And that's one thing I'm going to throw back into my white wind never-ending list of attributes, that white wind is the time of truth-telling. We just had 40 days of truth-telling, and we got to the truth. The truth is, we don't want a liar leading the country anymore. So that's good. And that's not patriarchy, the kind that makes us sad and, you know, want to stop behaving badly. That's the kindness of paternal direction, is that we're gonna speak the truth. We're not gonna lie to each other. So Blue Eagle, the American moment. I don't know if you ascribe to that. I'm just offering it. I would love to have better research to be like, well, think about the other countries in the world and their animal totems, or what tribe best represents, you know. One of my favorite alternate countries is Sweden. Like, what would we choose? Another thing that occurs to me, I'm just super random, is, well, what about horses? Where are they? I mean, the Maya were not infatuated with horses. The horses in their world came with the colonists, and that was not a happy invocation to, you know, meet horses in that way. But you can add your horse love or your horse identification, the day of horses, to your white dog. Any mammal goes in the white dog slot. So I celebrate dogs because I have so many, but squirrels can be, you know, I just mean that any animal experience, little furry animals, four-leggeds, that would be a white dog representation. I mean, you could decide otherwise, but that's what I think. So yeah, take this Blue Eagle moment. You have the Friday, Black Friday. Friday after Thanksgiving is Blue Solar Night, and then Yellow Planetary Seed on Saturday. That will be already the 29th, maybe? No, 28th. And then the spectral day, when the wave falls apart, will be Red Spectral Serpent. And that means part of what Blue Eagle is very much in our head, and it's not very sensual at all. Blue Eagle people are not very sensual. Prove me wrong. Write me an email. I'm all about it. I have some anger about that. I was raised by a Blue Eagle mom. I mean, sensual doesn't mean sexual, although it does. I just mean, like, she wasn't touch me. Blue Eagle people can be kind of frigid or not interested in sex much. Not touchy-feely. My Blue Eagle dogs are really touchy-feely, but so prove me wrong. But in any case, the Red Spectral Serpent sort of liberates the opposite animal, the lowest chakra animal, the snake that lies on the ground, touches the earth with its whole sensual skin body. That's coming back into our lives on Sunday, right when we start the overtone moon's third week in the West. Refer to earlier podcasts so you don't have to hear that me repeat all this about the third week in the West. When things, they're faster, more potent, and more intense for the whole week from Sunday until Saturday. And in the overtone moon, particularly, I think you'll notice that. I don't know what's going to happen to you personally, or me personally, or collectively. I just know that and also drama or intensity doesn't have to be all bad. It can be really exciting. I'm moving. I've been anticipating moving for many moons. So I'll be moving in the third week of my overtone home moon. And I'm ready, because people are taking my things. And then, so you can anticipate the third week in the West, that covers the overtone moon, and then the crystal world bridger day, that is actually then the 30th Monday. And then we finish up this whole wave spell, Blue Eagle in blue cosmic hand, enduring and transcending Donald Trump, followed by, can you stay with me, yellow magnetic star, the beginning of the final 13 days of the Zolkin. That's all coming up. So you know what's been the white wind, 40 days. You know what's coming. Moving, actually, just very poignantly into Red Dragon, which is the Divine Mother. So that's interesting, right? The wave spell, 40-day bridge is just shifting us from the end of white wind to the beginning of red dragon. Ah, the mother. Thanks for the birthday well wishes and a couple of emails so that I know you're out there. That's not necessary. I mean, I'm totally happy that that happened. I just mean, please know that this is not me saying, you know, you guys have to let me know you're out there. I love it when you do. I just sometimes can't believe it. And then I do because you let me know. And it's lovely. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.